I'm appalled at what you said on that pod thing. It's disgusting.
This is the After the Show podcast. It's where we get honest and real with your ass. So sit back, relax, have a blast, because it's time for the After the Show podcast.
That's right, it is. Hello and welcome to the KBJ After the Show podcast. What's going on, everybody?
What's going on with you?
What's going on with you?
Nice little happy Thursday here. You guys got any big plans for this weekend coming up?
Oh, boy, the Bills game.
On Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah, I hate that because now they're going a little bit later, so it doesn't work into my life, so come on, change it.
I know. I wish it was flipped because Tampa and the Packers play at 3, and then the Bills and the Chiefs play at 6:40.
Yeah.
I wish it was flipped. I wish the Bills played earlier.
Just accept it, Mama.
I know.
And get into it. And come to work hungover. Fuck it.
No, I will not be doing crown when you're down. If
no.
The Bills are down, that's up to Panda to drink the crown.
You still drink, though, a little bit.
I mean, I'm going to drink a little bit on Saturday. My community is having that Cajun crab boil.
Oh, that one you talk so much shit about on the air?
Yeah.
So you're going to drink a little bit and then go and give them a peace of mind about how they didn't do it right?
Well, I'm going to drink a little bit, then I'm going to go over there and I'm going to check it out.
You're kind of
I will call it as I see it.
You're kind of a crustacean cock, honestly. You are very judgmental.
Well, I'm just pissed that I wasn't consulted.
Does everybody know that you're this Cajun expert?
I mean, I just assume my reputation precedes me.
What a dicky Cajun.
They may have asked you, they just don't know.
I kind of like you being a dicky Cajun.
So it's kind of funny. Like, I'm not on their street. So Dale, I think is his name, and okay. The crew, they are on the other side of the golf course from me. Like, I don't live by them, so I don't really know them. I live on the other side of the golf course. I know some of my people better on my side, and none of them would do anything with Cajun without me. But Dale and them, they don't know me like my neighbors. So I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to check it out. I'm going to try their gumbo, and I'm going to let them know.
There'll be hot. Any hotties there?
There is. There's a couple hotties in my neighborhood, but they're married.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that noise.
I know.
Yeah. That's not good, right?
No.
There's like a super hot mom who's married to a former NFL player. I don't know who he played for. I'll have to ask. But they're both like super hot and athletic. She's gorgeous. He's gorgeous. Like they're always frolicking and so full of energy and their hotness just emanates.
Oh, everything they do is hot together.
They live over by Dale.
Okay.
And so they're on that side over there. And I don't really know them that well, but I'm delving into their little social circle.
Sounds like Virginia's on the trashier side of Tequesta, doesn't it?
No, I'm on the fancier side. Well, I'm friends with the people on the water.
If you got a former NFL player, I mean, right he's there
on the,
alone.
He's on the basic side.
Okay.
He's not on the water.
So he wasn't a big star then.
Yeah. So he sucked.
Yeah. I honestly don't know.
Well, I mean, if he were a big name, there's no way he's on, like, the basic side.
I'll ask.
I was this kid. I thought he was on the fancy side.
Well, now I need to know who it is.
So you have a nice neighborhood, though. You have a fancy neighborhood.
Oh, I mean, even the smallest houses are very expensive.
In your area.
Yeah.
Especially now.
They're on the golf course or on the water, most of them, so it's not cheap.
Mm.
And it's gone up since I bought my house. I bought at a great time. I bought right before prices went up. Because I just had the refinancing with Ideal Lending, and they had to come back out. And they, when they refinance, they do a whole reassessment and tell you what the value of your home is. It went up over $100,000.
No way. Wow.
Yeah.
That's smart. Good for you.
I'm so happy. I got lucky when I bought mine.
Yeah, you did. How long have you had it now?
Let's see. Rocco is going to be 6, so it's coming up on 6 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I know somebody that bought one of those townhouses that I used to live in. They bought it for, I think, $70,000. And now some of those are going for over $220,000.
Wow.
I can't believe it.
I imagine real estate's it's always typically a good investment. But here in Florida, where they talk about the populations and how they're going to be increasing, I had seen, not that it means anything, but one of those where you rent a truck and move. I think Florida was at least in the top five, if not number two in the country, where people were moving into. California is where people are moving out of the most.
There's also a movement, too, and I think we talked about before, where people are trying to live in tiny houses. You might start seeing this tiny house movement across the land. People are trying to downsize.
It's a younger person.
It's too
thing.
Small. Even for me, it'd be too small.
Nobody our age could pull that off. I see like somebody like younger than Suits making that happen.
But if you have to do anything out of, I mean, if you even have to jerk it, it's like, oh, poof, the kitchen, it's everything is one little area.
I just came all over the kitchen.
Yeah.
You go from the bathroom and shot it right out of the kitchen table.
Yeah, like, oh, shit. I didn't mean to do. These are tiny houses, man.
They're super small.
We got a little bit of room here.
That could be terrible.
It could be terrible.
Yeah, that could be terrible. Okay. There's a few emails that came in. Cody saying, hey, Kev, I'm three episodes deep into Lupin, L-U-P-I-N, on Netflix. And just to let you know, it's all in English, no subtitles. It was definitely filmed in French, but the English voiceover is damn near perfect. Very good show, though. Hard to stop watching. Give it another try, because it's in English, not French, so this queen won't have to read it. They ought to change their trailer then, because you know they show you trailers of the show on Netflix?
Yeah.
Trailer's in French. And she saw it, she's like, I'm not watching a show in French.
I'd be just like the queen.
Yeah.
I can't.
So if they have that, why would they put the trailer in French and then when you go watch the show, it's in English?
That's weird.
Yeah, people have said that you can switch it over to English, so, but it seems like an extra step.
All right, I got the name. I don't know if you're going to know this player. Sammy Coates. Is that familiar?
Coatesy.
Yeah. Actually, I do know the name Sammy Coates.
I don't know. What team is that? S-A-M-M-Y.
Yeah, I do know the name Sammy Coates because he played with the Steelers for a while, my team.
Oh, the Steelers. You absolutely know him then.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I was like, okay, I know who Sammy Coates is.
They called him Coatesy.
I mean, he is always in the gym. He's hot. His wife is hot. His little kid is adorable.
Yeah, I love his hair.
He's got a little Sammy Jr., and they are always, like, so fit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's intimidating. I would never go in the gym if they were in there.
Yeah, he's a wide receiver, and I saw him. He played for Auburn. He played in the 2013 SEC Championship game and the BCS National Championship game. So I saw that. And yeah, he played for the Steelers. I went in the third round, and I wasn't there too long, and then he ended up in the XFL for the Houston Rough Riders in their 2020 season. So I guess he's still trying to do it, but he's played in the CFL, Canadian Football League, too. But, yeah, I remember him, especially from college, and I remember the Steelers had picked him.
Well, it says here he's only 27, so he could absolutely still be playing.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah, we're all trying to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're all trying to make it happen.
Play for the Browns, the Texans, the Chiefs. So there you go. Yeah, okay. Sammy Coates.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm so glad my neighbor knew the name.
Is your neighbor listening?
No, I text her.
Oh, okay. Yeah, somebody texted in and said, yeah, unfortunately, some of the players don't know what to do with their money, like Refrigerator Perry. I believe he was homeless, not sure.
Oh,
and what's so weird, too, I just bought his version of, back in the day, they made a G.I. Joe version of the Refrigerator Perry. You had to send away for it, and they would send it to you in the mail. And I just bought it right now. It's kind of an expensive figure. I wonder... Did he get sign a deal with G.I. Joe or the toy company to get that?
It could have been, too, that, you know, he signed a bum deal and the toy company got all the money. And
I mean, you can't buy them brand new either. I bought it off of eBay, so he's not going to see any of that money.
No.
But did he get any kind of residuals off that thing?
Great question.
Yeah, there was a story that was out about that. According to 2009, Sports Illustrated did an article. It says 35% of National Football League players are either bankrupt or under financial stress within 2 years of retirement.
Wow.
And 60% of NBA players, National Basketball Association, says the same thing. How about that? That's crazy.
Is basketball and football the same way as baseball is? Even if a guy is shitty Virginia, that's not going to even really play that much, he's making $200,000, $300,000, and he's barely going to even be playing. Is it like that?
Well, they have league minimums for each leagues where the players, you know, they've negotiated that. And, you know, even your scrubbiest player is going to be making a certain amount of money. But it's not like what you would think. It's not the kind of money where you just go off and start going crazy with buying cars.
You can't go buy an island and dinosaur bones because you have all this money.
But you can take your money and invest it and maybe do smart deals.
That's it.
Do like we talked about. Do real estate. Do stuff with it and turn it into...
It's still a good paying job, but you're not going to live much different than anybody else you would see on your block. And I think the way that it pretty much goes is for a lot of these players, you come out and you get what's called a rookie contract. So you make a lot of your money on your signing bonus. So if you're really good, you're one of the top 10 players taken in the NFL draft, you'll get a nice multi-million dollar signing bonus. That's a big chunk of change. But then typically they sign what's called a rookie contract for maybe 3 years, where they won't be making a huge windfall of money, and you've got to go improve yourself. And then if a year or two in, you're a bona fide superstar, then maybe you can renegotiate, get out of that rookie contract. And then it's typically your second contract or third contract where you really start making some serious money in the NFL.
Gotcha.
But other than the signing bonus, yeah, for the most part, I don't believe that you come off making a ton easily. So that's why sometimes they're going, you're an NFL player. How do you not have gazillions of dollars?
And you just hope, too, that, you know, you've hopefully surrounded yourself with people that are going to help you, especially if you don't know about financial advising. Like, if I got a big, huge contract like that, I would have to have somebody help me because I don't know about investments and stocks and where to put your money and this bond and that CD. And, like, there's things you can do with your money to make it, like, get serious interest for you. But if you don't know that stuff, then no one's told you.
Well, I think a lot of these guys, they're younger guys. Some of them have come from nothing. And so it is the novelty of saying, hey, I could buy this, I could buy that. And they kind of start doing that. That's a lot of what you see. And sometimes when you make a lot of money, it's easy to lose a lot of money.
Right.
In the NFL too, you mess around, like you wear the wrong kind of shoes, they'll find you like 15 grand. So, you know, if it is, you're making $400,000 a year and you just got a $15,000 fine, oddly enough, that really starts chunking away. So you want to go on the basic side of a neighborhood in Tequesta so you don't burn through your cash super fast.
Thank goodness radio doesn't fine us for what we wear. I'd be fucked. I'd be fucked. I have two different socks on today.
You owe us for that pineapple bandana.
Well, I love this thing. It's You don't like it?
I love
it. Oh, you don't like my pineapple. Damn! You're like everyone else on fucking Twitter. Always got an opinion.
It looks like a pot leaf on KBJ TV. No, multiple people have texted me.
Really? Days would say, what's wrong with that?
It's pineapple, dog. It's great. Pineapple, great for the lungs. At least that's what my mom taught me.
Yeah.
Pineapple's supposed to be great for the lungs.
What is it about pineapple, though, that it can eat your skin? What did I hear recently about...
It's supposed to make your cum taste better.
That's the thing though,
Kevin. It's supposed to be better.
I'm not even supposed to eat pineapple. I had that food sensitivity test, and it came back that I am allergic to pineapple.
I think I am. I like it, but I feel like I've taken a fiberglass bath after I've eaten pineapple.
Those are itchy.
Oh yeah, they're rough.
It says, when you eat a pineapple, it eats you back.
Oh, boy.
That makes sense.
Pineapples are the only known carriers of bromelain, an enzyme that breaks down proteins. And since your body is made of proteins, the pineapples that you eat are also trying to digest you.
What the hell?
That's why a fresh pineapple can turn your tongue into a sore piece of sandpaper. So it's, I guess, you digest it faster than it digests you, but your pineapple is fighting back.
Wow. I don't know if I want that.
I know.
Because when I took that food sensitivity test, she told me a lot of people are allergic to pineapple.
And I feel like pineapple, just left alone without cutting it, it's the most dangerous fruit out there. It can kill you in 9,000 different ways. What other fruit can kill you quicker than a pineapple?
It does have quite a pricker on it.
A watermelon, you could throw a watermelon off my head. It's going to hurt. If Kevin threw a watermelon as hard as he could off my head, It would probably stun me. Watermelon would break. I'm not going to die. If you did that with a pineapple, good night, bird.
Might put your eye out.
They're kind of dangerous, yeah. You can really mess with the one.
I don't think. Come up with another fruit that's more dangerous.
It's pretty dangerous.
Did you know that because of those enzymes, you can use pineapple to tenderize meat?
Oh.
That's good, too. Little pineapple with your meat. It'd be a good little saute. What's it called? Not sauteed. When you put the...
Marinade.
Thank you. Thank you.
I have heard, too, if you're having plastic surgery, you should eat pineapple when you're healing. I've had multiple people at the surgeon's office tell me that.
Really?
That pineapple is good for you when you're healing. It helps with bruising.
Yeah, you're supposed to rub it in your cuts.
How about that? There you go.
I'm going to rub it in your cut.
You won't do it.
I don't know. This is a question here from Linda. I believe it's for Denny's. Can you please have Denny's explain what a gray market is? My husband bought me a camera with 40 times zoom on Amazon, quality camera, Canon. We tried to register it and found out it was not approved for purchase in the U.S.
Huh.
Denny's.
Maybe it fell off a truck.
The gray market. Now, I've heard of the black market.
The gray market, is that just like you bought it and you thought it was legit off of like an eBay or something, but the person who put it on eBay is a shady MF-er?
No idea. Have you ever heard of the gray market?
Yeah. So I was talking about this once, I think on the Weird and Whatever podcast, about how I ordered a Logitech camera, one of these webcams, right?
Yeah.
And I got it, and it was so weird. It looked official, and everything was cool. I noticed a lot of Asian writing on the box, and that didn't trigger me because I've seen that with cameras and such. But the part that was weird to me was that I looked up the model because I had a question about one of the features. And on Logitech's website, there was no model for this. It was like an i99. And I'm looking all over, and Logitech doesn't even offer this model. And I'm like, well, how the heck did I buy a Logitech and go and it's not even a real item? And I looked, and there's a fake market of stuff that emulates real stuff. It's not necessarily illegal. Because they're telling you, if you look in the fine print or you read the gigantic thing, you will see like little notes they leave in there that allude that it's not necessarily the official package.
They do that with...
And it tricks the Nikes out of you.
After
the show.
They do it with toys. You think you're buying a Star Wars figure. Like, oh, I got Chewbacca. And then you get it. It's Chewbacco. It's nothing even close to the name. Well, his eyes are a little different.
They've gotten real good because mine said Logitech on it. But if you looked, the font was different. It wasn't the official Logitech font from their website. It was just slightly off. And it was only $20 less than a real one. I wasn't even saving.
How is the camera?
So I think the camera works fine. I just was kind of so annoyed by that whole thing that I returned it and just went to Logitech's website and ordered. But this was on Amazon, which I thought was a sanction.
So Amazon took the product back and refunded you?
They did. I sent it back to the seller. I just sent it right back to him, and I said this wasn't what I was looking for. And then I exchanged it for an actual Logitech one. And I would have never known that if I didn't go to Logitech's website.
Huh.
It's shady out there.
That is shady.
There's a lot of that shit going on.
But what is the process with getting a product sold on Amazon? Because their filter clearly needs to be a little bit tighter.
I've seen a lot of
products being sold on
a lot of gray market.
A lot of gray market stuff. You got to do a lot of research. Because here's what's weird about it is it was under Amazon's choice. It has like an emblem on it that says this is an Amazon pick, and it's only an Amazon pick because a lot of people bought it and it's inexpensive. It doesn't necessarily mean that it was checked by Amazon or anything.
That would fool me.
It hasn't been vetted.
That's what I saw. I was like, oh, it's an Amazon recommended item. It's got to be good. And I get it. And it's a freaking ripoff.
Dang.
So does Amazon ever sell? Would this ever happen where a private owner would sell you something from Amazon?
Oh, definitely. So a lot
like on eBay?
It's very much the same. Yeah. eBay originally started off as your online, like, I guess, what do you call that, an auction house?
Yeah.
It was kind of like set up like that, and Amazon used to be an official retailer. They would just resell things from real retailers.
That's what I
but
thought
But now
it was.
It's kind of mixed waters now. I find that on Amazon just as much, you know, independently sold things as I do from stores.
And I find, too, there's this special toothpaste I love. I've talked about it before, that AP24 toothpaste by that company called New Skin. And so when I was buying it off of Amazon, first I was buying it from some chick. And then this chick just fell off the globe. I don't know what happened to her. And then I bought it from Amazon, and the price was a lot higher this last time I bought it. So I went to the Nu Skin website, and you can buy it directly from Nu Skin. I can become like a Nu Skin vendor.
Got you.
And I can buy like $200 worth of this toothpaste and cut the cost in half. And I could go on Amazon and sell it tomorrow.
Yeah.
If I wanted to.
Someone sent me an email about how they bought that toothpaste you love. Because I got it too. Her name was Heidi. Did you get that one? She's like, tell Virginia she's wrong. I bought that toothpaste and it sucked. What the fuck? Like all this shit.
Well, tell Heidi to shove it up her ass, first of all. She wasn't using it right. I actually asked my dental hygienist about that toothpaste because I wanted to make sure I wasn't eroding my teeth with mm-hmm. some weird-ass off-brand toothpaste. And she said she knew about this brand, and she also used it herself.
How do you want to respond back to Heidi?
Heidi, I'm sorry, babe. Your teeth are just going to be yellow.
I started a product last night that I feel like I'm getting scammed. My wife gave me... And it looked like somebody else, like in the family, didn't want it, so it like found me.
Like somebody used it already?
No, it looked new, but it's just like people saw like I don't want it. It's a teeth whitening thing, but I was looking at it last night. And I actually tried it. It is a black powder, and you put it on your
charcoal
toothbrush, it's gotta be charcoal. And I brush for 2 to 3 minutes, and immediately I'm like, going, they got me. I'm like, it's a gag thing. And I've only used it one time, so I'll do a maybe in a week or so. But I was like, my whole mouth, the whole night was black. It looked like I'd eaten ink.
You got a rinse, Kevin.
I did, thoroughly. And I had to keep doing it.
Huh.
Took a little while.
Does that work?
I don't know. That's my question. Don't know.
The charcoal supposed to make your teeth white?
I don't know. Used that. I've used the charcoal face wash. Mm-hmm. People drink charcoal.
So I think they're fucking with us.
They're adding charcoal to things because I think it pulls impurities. So because I know they use them in fish tanks. I can only relate to my shrimp tank. They sell little it's like charcoal carbon packets that go in there and it pulls all the impurities out of your water.
Can we get some of my...
So that's the only thing I can think of.
Can I get some of my soul?
Yeah, do you have soul charcoal?
And the thing that's weird is because you use your toothbrush. So I use my regular toothbrush, and I thoroughly try to clean afterwards, but it's still kind of black. So if you went over, you'd be going, ugh, what a gross mouth he has.
Rotten tooth Ralston.
Yeah, it looks like I just was, looks like I rubbed cavities all over my toothbrush.
That's got to drive you mad.
Oh, it does. Oh, you know me.
He's a clean dude. He doesn't like any discoloration.
What do you call
rotten mouth Ralston?
Rotten mouth Ralston.
Ashley says, don't use the charcoal on your teeth. It cuts away the protective layer of your teeth.
Yeah. I would be anything you're going to put on your teeth before you do it, ask the dentist, ask the dental hygienist, the person that cleans your teeth. Just make sure, because there's a lot of stuff out there on the market these days. And that social media, man, you'll see it and you'll be like, oh my gosh, look how much whiter your teeth can be. But you can really hurt your teeth.
Right. And I don't want to do, I already use like Pronamel because the enamel stuff.
You have enamel issues.
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. So if that's the case, I can't do that. And
you just sped up the rotting.
Right. That's just it, right? Thanks. Thanks.
You shaved 10 years off your tooth life.
Thanks. Yeah, and Jamie said, too, that stuff is so messy. It was, and, I'm neat, typically.
Oh, you are the neatest.
And I still, like, black, it spreads everywhere.
Yeah, you sold me on not to use charcoal on anything. Never. Not even for a barbecue at this point.
Yeah.
I hate charcoal now.
We want a gas grill.
Yeah, that might be
a one and done for me with the charcoal, if that's the case. I'll have to look into it.
Yeah, you got to look into it and see, too. I like to read the reviews, too, the real people reviews, not the ones that they put on their website.
Oh, the ones on the website.
The ones on the website are full of it.
They're all 5 stars. I can't believe this product. It's great.
Oh, my gosh. It works like a miracle.
You got to click the 3-star reviews. That's where people are actually giving real opinions on
things. I want to hear the real juice.
I always click the 1-stars, too, just to see what the people are complaining about and see if it's common.
Thank you.
Well, Shasta on Facebook says, yes, charcoal does work. I use it. So there you go. I'm in.
Well, that cancels out the other comment.
It does. You're right. I'm
all right. Well, you know what?
Back in.
I kind of want to do charcoal now.
Mm-hmm. We're so swayed.
Yes.
Greg in the 772 has some recommendations for other whiskeys The Jameson's Stout Edition is amazing.
I have had that before.
So is Four Roses Small Batch and Jack Daniel's Single Barrel, and Sailor Jerry and Ginger is an outstanding rum mix.
I tried, you said one of those names. What is the last one, the second and last one?
It was Jack Daniel's Single Barrel.
I do not like Jack Daniel's. I've tried.
It's a tough one.
That's a tough one to get down. When's the last time you had a little JD in your life?
I had the Jack Daniel's Honey.
Well, so that one's different.
I like that.
But straight up regular Jack Daniel's. Pretty rough.
Do you know there's a Sinatra Jack Daniel's? Because Jerry Soma drinks it, and he says it's lovely.
I kind of want to get that. Yeah. It's like, it makes you feel like you're in the Rat Pack. It's
yes. He's like, it's smooth but delicate.
Smooth but
delicate. I'm going to the liquor store today. You guys need anything?
I'll go with you because I want to help you build your bar.
Well, we're not doing that today. I'm just getting a bottle just to trace the blues away.
You're just getting one bottle to drink alone. It's warm.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't want to be a part of that project.
Yeah. But
he's going for the brand loneliness.
No. I want to design your bar and make sure you have all the right fancy liquors.
We don't do fancy at my place. No. You're not requesting my place.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You're going to eventually have girls over. You're going to touch a titty again. And then you're going to be like, look at my selection. And she's going to be like, I'm so wet.
Okay, is that how it's going to go down?
That's exactly how
verbatim.
It's going to go.
Interesting scenario she has.
Yeah, write it up.
I can build your bar to be a panty dropper. I'm just telling you that this is going to be impressive to the ladies.
It's not even like that big of a bar, really. It's a little.
I saw a picture.
It's a nook.
It's pretty nice.
It's healthy. It's a healthy
nook.
It's
a healthy size.
I don't want to brag about it, Denny.
We're making you.
It's cool to have. I love that video from out by your pool. It's like, this place is amazing.
Oh,
it's like,
so peaceful.
Man.
I'm trying to make the backyard like Miyagi-Do, Mr. Miyagi's place.
It's pretty sweet.
I'm not even close. I'm still getting shit out of boxes. I can't find
It's not a race.
Yeah.
No, for sure.
Do it and make yourself happy and do it at your own pace.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. I think, I think every married guy, hopefully you love your family, you love the situation, but you have those, what if I had the solo dude pad? What would I be doing with that thing? What would my house look like?
It would look like a dojo.
She's over here trying to change my shit. I'm like, you ain't married to me.
Mine would look very Florida and tropical. It would be cool, but yeah, it would look like a dude house.
I told Denny's, my goal is to make think pieces all over the place. I'm taking out places that are closets where you put towels in, taking that all out and making little shrines and little dioramas. It's going to be fucking weird.
Yeah, okay, where are you going to put your towels in?
On the floor in the bathroom.
No. There's
in a pile.
There's a place.
Like every bachelor.
There's a place. I mean, that's going to happen too, but there's a place in the bathroom to put all my towels. So
my cereal's in the grill. What?
Yeah. it's nice to have no one watching over me.
Yeah.
I fucking love it, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah. You can do all those kind of things.
Do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
I'm going to come over there. I'm going to help get a little bit of stuff straight.
Yeah, she's going to shame you for all the
it's
choices
so awesome
you've made.
Well, because here's the difference. Panda is stuck with her by law. She gets to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I bring Panda, he might stay with you.
I like it here better. I'm not going anywhere. There you go. Let me see. We got anything else? Michael just wanted to know what is up with Kevin's pinky. He's got a photo there. Boy, you know you're really watching KBJ TV when you go in and notice that I've stuck my pinky in the air.
You look like a concert pianist.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Maybe I'm playing air piano there during the show.
It's pretty good.
I don't know. So, boy, the people are watching, huh?
Wow,
they're
Kevin.
Watching.
I didn't know your hands did that.
I know. It looks so...
Trick pinky. I got a trick pinky, apparently.
Very classy.
Yeah. Different directions, yeah. All righty. There you go. All right, we got one more day left. Getting you to the weekend. Back for your Friday. Y'all have a great day, bitches. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Bye.